Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Touch of Darkness by Scarlett St. Clair. Narrated by Meg Sylvan. Chapter 1. The Narcissus. Persephone sat in the sunlight. She'd chosen her usual spot at the coffee house, an outdoor table in view of a crowded pedestrian street. The walkway was lined with shade trees and box gardens teeming with purple aster and pink and white sweet alyssum. A light breeze carried the scent of spring, and the honeyed air was mild. It was a perfect day. And though Persephone had come here to study, she was finding it hard to concentrate because her eyes were drawn to a bunch of narcissus flowers that sat in a slender vase on her table. The bouquet was sparse, only two or three slender stems, and their petals were crisp, brown, and curling like the fingers of a corpse. The narcissus were the flower and symbol of Hades, the god of the dead. They did not often decorate tables, but coffins. Their presence at the coffee house probably meant that the owner was in mourning, which was really the only time mortals worshipped the god of the underworld. Persephone always wondered how Hades felt about that, or if he cared. He was more than just the king of the underworld, after all. Being the wealthiest of all the gods, he'd earned the title of Rich One and had invested his money into some of the most popular clubs in New Greece. And these weren't just any clubs. These were elite gambling dens. It was said Hades liked a good bet and rarely accepted a wager other than the human soul. Persephone had heard a lot about the clubs from other people while at university, and her mother, who often expressed her dislike for Hades, had also spoken out against his businesses.